Anxiety feels terrible, and I want you to be able to have relief from it the way I do today. I didn't even know what anxiety was most of my life. The first way that you will find relief from anxiety is to first understand exactly what it is. I remember one day looking out the window feeling awful. All I knew about that feeling is that when I had that feeling, I knew I wanted to get rid of it. When I had that feeling, all I associated it with was the solution. I knew various strategies, unhealthy ones usually, that would get rid of that feeling for a time being. Then I finally could see the problem itself. I said, oh my God, I have a problem with anxiety. I feel anxious and I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to stop it from continuing to run my life. So the first step is to realize that anxiety is happening right when it is happening. And also to know when it's not happening. Right now, I feel good. I feel peaceful. I feel full of energy. I'm not afraid of the future. Anxiety is often coupled with fear. So if you don't think you have an anxiety problem, think about how you feel when you're afraid. And if you feel that way in situations where you don't think you're afraid, that's often anxiety. Anxiety often comes with restlessness and movement and people. I used to always be banging my leg, tapping my leg on the ground. I used to always be moving around. I mean, maybe not that drastically, but I've just got my head to work with on the video here. So you get the idea. If you can't sit still, that's often a sign of anxiety. And I can now see anxiety pretty easily in other people where I couldn't used to see that. So the main thing is to recognize that it is a problem first and then to look at why it's a problem. Look at the exact nature of it. What am I anxious about right this minute? When I first recognized it was a problem, I didn't even realize I could look deeper into what was going on. What is making me feel this way right now? And it always comes back to fear. I'm afraid this is going to happen. And fear is based on lack of faith and trust. In other words, often anxiety will occur at night when going to bed. I'm afraid of what's going to happen tomorrow. Or if you don't like the phrase, I'm afraid, I don't trust what's going to happen tomorrow, so I'm going to worry about it and plan it right now to make sure it goes right. In other words, how I feel right now, I don't trust how I'll feel later. And the worst thing to do is not trust yourself later. I used to always set up these little schemes to control myself later because I felt that right now was the only time I was really trustworthy, and later at night I might not make such good decisions. That produces a lot of anxiety. Another thing that helps me, once I see that I'm in anxiety, sometimes now I've looked at it so often I can't even find the cause. I realize I'm anxious right now. I'm uncomfortable right now. Why? I don't know why. I know that I am right now, though. It helps for me to recognize how the body feels because the body doesn't lie. My mind lies a lot. It'll say I'm anxious when I'm not. It will say I'm not anxious when I am. The body doesn't lie. I can know what anxiety feels like. It's often a shortness of breath, feeling like I'm not breathing enough. It's often a sense of tension throughout the muscles in my arms and legs. It often involves my heart beating faster than usual. It often comes with restlessness where I realize I'm fidgeting or moving around or I'm not sitting still. So for me, if I think anxiety is currently going on, I look and try and find it the way you might find your hand. So I could show you my hand up here, but I can also have my hand behind my back and I can feel it. I can feel where my hand is. I can move it around and feel what it's doing without looking at it. So I have the same thing. I can look in my body. Where is the anxiety? Where is it? Often it'll happen in the mind first, but very quickly the anxiety flows into the body. And often it will stay in the body after it's left the mind, and then it will create a vicious, positive reinforcement cycle where there's anxiety in the mind and not the body. Then it goes into the body and then it's free from the mind. And then the body reminds the mind, hey, I'm still anxious. And then the mind says, oh my God, I'm anxious still. And it just feeds over and over and over and over and over again. And it's torture and I can't stand it. So I've looked and learned a lot of ways that work to relieve it. So self-diagnosis is critical. I have to be able to honestly diagnose myself in order to apply any of the relief strategies. How do you know if you need relief from anxiety if you don't honestly know when you're anxious, how anxious you are, exactly what it feels like? Once I know that, then I know when to apply the strategies to reduce the anxiety. Number one thing to reduce anxiety, take control of the breathing. It sounds stupid simple, and it is, and it works. Often anxiety, once it's gotten from the mind into the body, will literally take control of the breathing. So what happens is the body goes into these little short breaths. It literally does not get in enough oxygen then. So what does the body say? Oh my God, I'm suffocating. What does my mind often say when I'm feeling anxious? Oh my God, I'm suffocating. That's exactly what anxiety feels like. Suffocation. And that often is actually being made real in the body. So I take control of my breathing to eliminate that part of the symptom. What that involves is taking patient-focused, deep breaths, often getting more oxygen than necessary. So I will often breathe through the nose deep, and that means pushing the belly, the bottom of the belly out, not breathing in through the chest, not... No, not like that. That doesn't get a full deep breath in. Breathing in, I can't show you the belly quite, but breathing in so the belly button expands out first. See how much longer it takes. I'll show you. This is a typical chest breath. That's as deep as I can do because my chest is all the way out. Now let me show you a belly breath. And the, oh my God, I feel like my lungs are going to burst right there. It doesn't take a whole lot longer. It leaves me feeling absolutely blown up like a balloon. Now, a few of those in a row will take the edge off of the anxiety. It will strip away the suffocation part of the anxiety. And what did I often look to do with anxiety? All I did was look to take the edge off. So I thought a drink or things similar to a drink were great because they take the edge off. Well, taking some deep breaths takes the edge off also. Once the edge is taken off, it also brings me back into my surroundings. So taking control of the breath is the number one relief strategy. The second thing then is to start paying attention to my actual surroundings, to be here. Anxiety and fear occur in the mind world. In other words, they don't occur in the actual physical surroundings. I used to be a police officer and they trained us to be hypervigilant and look and pay attention to exactly what was going on. You had to be looking and paying attention to what was going on in order to see things and react to them quickly. Well, those same skills are very good for anxiety relief. You start looking around and actually being present where you're at. So right now I'll do that. There's a computer in front of me. There's a white wall behind me. There's a shelf up here from Home Depot. That's a mind context, but there's a shelf right here, black shelf with brown undersided plywood. There's a white Apple mouse here. I'm standing on the ground with my 2 feet. Technically, there's a black mat I'm standing on with 2 bare feet, slight drops of sweat accumulating on them now. I feel the air around me. It's a little warm because the air's off, so there's no background noise. There's a microphone to the right. That's what I mean by stepping into your surroundings. So you step out of, oh my God, what, this tomorrow I'm going to run out of money and I don't know what I'm doing to my bank account. And oh my God, he said this and I said that and I called him up. And that is the mind world. Step into patient breathing, looking around. All we're trying to do is take the edge off of anxiety, and all you need to do is do those 2 things repeatedly. Now, I'll give you a third thing here, but those two things will single-handedly eliminate, and they do for me, eliminate 95% of my anxiety. Anxiety cannot occur with correct breathing and full attention to surroundings. Now, if you're like me, that can be difficult to maintain because what'll happen, you'll do a deep breath, you'll focus, you'll look around, and immediately the mind will throw something back out and you'll snap right back onto it. You remember what he said yesterday? Oh my God, yeah, have you thought about your bank account in the last 2 minutes? Oh my God, the mortgage, oh, the rent payment, oh Jesus. And you're right back, you've stripped, all of a sudden the breathing is going right back to, and then the awareness of surroundings is lost. You know, it's amazing, I have the ability to drive with no awareness of my surroundings. The body will do it automatically. I can be totally in the mind world driving. So to recognize that little difference when you step into present moment and step out of it into mind world. So the third thing, if the anxiety is coming up repeatedly, it's like a tree. It often helps to get to the root of it. Why does this keep coming up? Now, it might not be obvious at first, but keep digging. Anxieties are often shame triggered. For example, you're not good enough, you don't belong, you're a terrible person, you aren't worthy, you're a fake, you're a fraud, you're gonna die. Whatever these shame triggers and fear triggers are, these things often trigger anxiety. Anxiety is kind of a, I'm gonna run away from that, I'm gonna work really hard to prove you wrong kind of thing. So if it's a not good enough shame trigger, like the car salesman brings me out my paper and says, well, you did this wrong, we've charged you an extra $400 and we've registered another new plate because you didn't do this right. And all of a sudden shame trigger and all of a sudden anxiety. So first I'm not good enough, I'm back to feeling like I'm 8 years old and I'm in trouble again and I don't belong to the human race. So all of a sudden I'm anxious because I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to prove to this car salesman that I really do belong as a member of the human race. I really am good enough. I really am a good car buyer. And then the anxiety comes as a short breath and the running, oh my God, all right, I'm going to prove to him, I'm going to show him, no, I didn't do that right, I didn't change that, oh my God, I'm going to cross that line, I'm going to show him, I'm going to tell him to call everyone. Then you can see, everything's patient, cool, all of a sudden the shame trigger comes up, you're not good enough, you're doing it, you did it wrong again, you're a fraud, whatever that is, and then, oh my God, here comes anxiety, I'm running, I'm trying, I'm doing 50 things right now to prove to you I'm good enough. So you can see how miserable that is. And I've spent most of my life trying to prove to people I didn't care about that I was good enough to belong to the human race. So the first two strategies, incredibly helpful and you can never get away from them. The third strategy goes down to the roots. That's where the real work is. And that often will stop it from coming up in the first place. But if you can't handle it when it comes up, if you can't tell the difference when it comes up or not, you're not going to be able to get to the bottom of it. So between these three strategies, I hope this gives you a comprehensive way to immediately get to work on the anxiety in your life. It's a lot of work to go from living in a default state of anxiety to living in a default state of peace. And every time I start getting anxious, it's work to allow it, look at it, feel it, get control of my body again, step back into my surroundings, and then look, if possible, to see where that came from. So, thank you very much for watching this. I hope it's helpful for you. I pray today to put the three strategies of anxiety relief into action when I feel anxiety in my own life. I pray today to be willing to honestly look at whether there's anxiety in my mind or my body so that I may then know that it's time to put in my anxiety relief practices. I pray that you have the same chance today and thank you for learning here with me. I hope you have a great day.